This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, I am joined in the studios by the bones of J.R. Jones. The new record is called Spirit's Furnace. It will be out officially on April 15th. Information is online at thebonesofjrjones.com. Hello, John. Welcome to JPR.
How you doing?
I am very well. It's nice to meet you.
And likewise. Thanks for having me out.
So the guy behind the band, the Bones of J.R. Jones, yep, is Jonathan Lineberry. When and how did you morph from John into J.R. Jones?
It's a good question. It's been a slow process, I guess, and it's always been there. But I started kind of taking this seriously, I guess, is probably when it really started, when he really started to have a character, I guess. But that was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah.
Now, do you think of it as a character? Do
no,
you try to
no.
inhabit an old timey? I mean, your music is sepia, right?
Like, a little bit, yeah, for sure. That's a great word to describe it. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely not a character at all. I don't think, you know, a lot of it, people have asked me that before. And for me, it's more of just a more, as silly as it sounds, like it's just a very, very raw, uninhibited version of myself on stage. You know, it's not a character by any means. So, yeah.
I mean, there's old time blues, folk, a little bit of country thrown in the mix.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is that stuff you grew up listening to, or did you come to it much later on?
I came to it pretty late in life, I guess. You know, I grew up in Central New York, and I grew up playing punk rock, you know,
yeah,
and that kind of stuff, and, you know, a lot of old hardcore bands and stuff like that. But what happened, you know, I went away to college and kind of stumbled upon the blues. My dad ended up giving me an old four-disc set of Alan Lomax recordings, you know.
Field recording stuff,
field recordings, yeah. And it just kind of leveled my landscape. You know, in hindsight, I guess how it touched me was that, you know, the same reasons why I love punk rock, which was just these kind of like these group of kids that can't play their own instruments and just kind of like making noise and just emoting, you know. I felt like, you know, listening to the old bluesmen like R.L. Burnside or Son House or somebody like that, you know, it was the same level just 70 years earlier, you know, so.
There was a lot of improvisation going on at the time of how you even play instruments.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
absolutely.
They'd be upside down. Sometimes they'd be played with one or two fingers mm-hmm. instead of the full hand, right?
Yeah.
A lot
Elizabeth
of just.
Elizabeth Cotton, when, you know,
right.
she just like, oh, God. Yeah.
Just to get through it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
just
exactly,
to come up
yeah.
with it. So was it the punk rock era that got you started playing guitar? Because you've got some good guitar chops.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, I guess so. You know, I'm to kind of stumbled through it. You know, I think everybody learns their first bar chords and, you know, you know, I grew up on Nirvana before I really got into punk rock, and, you know, Teen Spirit, all that stuff was definitely the first like real riff that you learned. But definitely self-taught, and listening to those records is what taught me how to play, I guess.
The Bones of J.R. Jones, my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record, due out April 15th, is called Spirit's Furnace. Information is online at thebonesofjrjones.com. All right, you've brought in a couple of guitars.
Yeah.
You've grabbed the acoustic first. What do you want to start with today?
I'm going to do one off a new record called 13 Kinds.
I got 13 kinds of blues. I know them all by name. I call them on my phone when I'm looking for some pain. For some pain. And all you know, they like my neck and get it tired of being narrow. Don't tell me the same, but it's a little tight across my throat. My throat.
Hey.
No, cross my throat. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no. Well, keep your damage to yourself. No, don't trouble me at all, 'cause I've loved enough. I've got troubles for us all. For us all. Cause I just need to dance. Dance till I feel clean. Get all of this fever, get it pouring out of me, out of me, whoa, out of me. No, 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 no. Oh. Drag me to the water and eases my mind. 'Cause I'm on fire, there's a furnace inside. Drag me to the water and eases my mind. Eases my mind.
That is 13 Kinds, played live today in the JPR studios by the bones of J.R. Jones. Okay, so I know that you are asked this question a lot,
yeah.
But how does that voice come out of you, right? Because it doesn't match. It really doesn't match.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. You know, I grew up singing a lot. I grew up in a very musical household.
And is that how it came out at first, or have you shaped it over time?
I think I definitely shaped it, definitely. You know, you always... whether even on a subconscious level, whether you want to or not, I feel like you emulate in some version of the people what you take in on a creative level, you know, and it's definitely changed. I can go back and listen to, you know, things I did when I was 15 and hear who I was listening to and how I was singing, you know. But I feel like at this point, happily, or maybe not so happily, I've become self-aware enough that I have shaped it to a point where I feel like it's going in a direction that I want it to go in. Yeah. So
now you play guitar, harmonica, you sing, mm-hmm. you play bass drum with a foot, not here, you didn't bring one in, bass drum with a foot, hi-hat or tambourine with another foot.
Yeah.
That points to busking. Yes. Did you do some of that?
I do. I try not to do it in the wintertime because it gets cold, but I have definitely done it. You know, I live in New York City and... busking, there's a huge busking scene. It kind of comes and goes with the seasons, and there's some regular players that you see, some phenomenal musicians, you know. And I do it. I dabble. I definitely don't do it as much as I used to. So, yeah.
There's a sound that comes out of people that are used to trying to get people's attention as they walk by that you can hear in the way you perform, the way you sing, sort of singing and hollering at times, right?
Especially in, you know, New York, I guess everyone walks around like they've seen everything, you know, heard everything, and no one cares. And so, but there's a handful of artists that you see on the subway, and like, they're just so captivating, and like, you know, people will miss trains to hang out and watch these people play. And you're like, how, it's a blessing. And also you're like, how is this person here? You know, like how are they not on a huge stage somewhere? And that is like the most heartbreaking thing. You know, there are some nights where you can actually make as much as you would on like a bar shift or something like that if you're working in a restaurant. There are other nights you walk out with $10 if you're lucky, you know, and that's like 3 hours of playing. So it depends on the mood of people, I guess.
The Bones of J.R. Jones is live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record due out soon is Spirit's Furnace. You've been hearing it a bit here on the station. TheBonesOfJRJones.com is the place to go to learn more about the music and the man behind it. You have brought with you a resonator as well, which you have pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it for? What are you going to play for us?
Well, we're gonna do a couple songs on it, but I think we're going to do kind of a quieter one called Hearts Racing first.
Hearts are racing, let's go chase her down. My blood is pumping 100 miles an hour. Not as bruises, just a reason there's no turning back for me. And honey, we can finally let our wild run free. Let our wild run free. Baby, wasted, so it don't matter now. Oh, we're young enough not to give a damn anyhow. Let them throw their expectations to the dogs. It's been our blood, our sweat, honey, it's written on the wall. Written on the wall. And all these words are just a reason there's no turning back from you. And don't you wanna see what this love can do? And don't you wanna see trouble we can't get into? Hearts are racing, let's go chase her down. Looking for an excuse to get out of this town.
Hearts Racing, that is the bones of J.R. Jones. Jonathan Lineberry is my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Spirit's Furnace. Now, going way back in time, is it true that you originally took music lessons from Miss Haight?
How did you find out?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Miss Haight?
Miss Haight, yeah. And she lived on Pleasant Street, and which was ironic. She was my... So growing up, my brothers and I, as I said, it was a musical household. We all had to take piano lessons from age like 6 to 14. There was no choice. You had to do it. And looking back, I'm sure I was a stubborn child, and at this point, I regret not pursuing it a little more. But I put myself back at that time frame when I was like 6 or 7. You know, God, it was horrible going there. I couldn't stand it.
Do you know if she's still around?
I don't know. I hope she's not listening.
If she is, could you issue an apology to her right now?
I'm sorry for terrorizing your cat and not practicing hard enough.
Now, did you pick up enough of it that you could sit down now and play?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I still write on the piano, actually, quite a bit.
Are you able to, like, if you're booked at a gig at a smoky bar, can you sit down and do some stride piano kind of stuff?
It depends how many drinks I've had. Yeah.
Right. Liquid confidence.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about Spirit's Furnace. What is that name? What does that symbolize for you?
Oh, you know, for me, is a very guttural, I guess, a phrase. You know, for me, it kind of rolls around in the mouth a little bit. And when I'm on stage, I'm definitely not, like I said, I'm never another character, but I always feel very much in the moment and just kind of in my own head, I guess, you know. And it's just emotion and raw, like a going back to those punk rock days, just kind of being raw, I guess, you know. And Spirit's Furnace for me is a way that I try to, like, a good way for me to describe that feeling, I guess. You know, it's like it's inside and it's just always on fire, I guess. And that's kind of the root of it.
The fire in the belly.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of thing,
yeah,
right? Yeah. You have done something a little unusual on this record in that you have recorded the same song twice.
Yes.
Why? Why did you do that?
Oh, well, you know, there's...
Dry Dirt is the song.
Yeah, Dry Dirt. Yeah, there's always... It's not... this... If I was to tell you the... My favorite version, actually, the reason there's two versions on it is because the second one, the stripped down version of it, is how I wrote the song to be played. And that's kind of how I envisioned it being recorded. The other version of it is, it was like, you know, the producer and I was working with, we're like, we were going back and forth quite a bit. And he definitely was in favor of the bigger band sounding one. And I was, you know, like, no, we need to strip it down. So it was, you know, I guess the only way we could find the common ground is if we put both on it. So,
and you can.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
an indie musician.
Yeah. I was going to say.
You are a multifaceted guy when it comes to art. Visual art is also a big thing. You have a master's degree in lithography?
Yeah, printmaking. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you do the artwork for your records?
The majority of the time I do. This one, actually, I did not. Mm. And I was just kind of stretched thin. And it's done. I was so fortunate and so lucky enough to hook up with this phenomenal street artist, actually based down in Oakland, a guy named Cannon Dill. And he does murals all around the city and stuff like that. And he's just an unbelievable talent. That guy is, yeah. So.
How do you juggle between music and doing the print work?
I don't, unfortunately. It's really, one serves the other. You know, the only time I ever really get into the print shop is when I'm done recording an album and I'm like, okay, now it's time to think about the visual element of it. And I definitely don't. I used to, after graduating master's, I did work for a print shop for a while. But, you know, you actually make less money printmaking than you do as a musician, which is really sad. So I had to choose the more lucrative version of it, I guess.
Well, I really appreciate you coming by.
Hey, it's
nice
pleasure,
to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
The Bones of J.R. Jones, my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record due out soon is called Spirit's Furnace, including two, not one, but two versions of Dry Dirt. You get one for free.
I was going to say, yeah, two for one.
The Bones of J.R. Jones is the place to go to learn more about the guy behind the music, and you have one more tune for us. What is it?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do kind of an old blues standard that I like to play quite a bit, Death Letter Blues by, originally, I think, done by Son House.
Fantastic.
I got a letter this morning. How do you reckon it read? Her now said, your love is dead. I got a letter this morning. How do you reckon it read? So hurry, hurry, hurry. Boy, your love is dead. Oh, and I packed up my suitcase, took off down the road. She was laying down now on a cooling board. I packed up my suitcase, took off down the road. And oh, my good old gal, laying on a cooling board. Oh, and I walked up close, ain't looked down at her face. Yeah, my good old gal, she was lying there now. To a judgment day, I walked up close, looked down at her face. Oh, my good old gal, laying down the judgment day. People standing around the burying ground, didn't know I loved her till they let her body down. There are 10,000 people standing around the burying ground, didn't know I loved her till they later down. Oh, and I went to my room, bowed my head and prayed. All the blues came along and drove my spirit away. Went into my room, bowed my head and prayed. Drove my spirit away. Drove my spirit away. Drove my spirit away. Drove my spirit away. Drove my spirit away.
That is The Bones of J.R. Jones today, live in the JPR studios, a great old tune. And the new record is called Spirit's Furnace. You can get yourself a copy as of April 15th, thebonesofjrjones.com, the place to go. Jonathan Lindenberry, Bones of J.R. Jones, thanks again for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.